We're going to study the Maral in Vayigash. It is from the Gur Aryeh, and it's that part of the Parsha where Yosef personally prepares his chariot and comes to see his father, to greet his father as Yaakov Avinu was coming into Mitzrayim. Vayeser Yosef merkavtoi vayal likras Yisrael aviv goshna. And the pasuk continues, Vayero elov, that Yosef appeared before his father, Vayipol al tzavarov, he fell onto his father's neck, Vayevk al tzavarov oid. And the point of oid is that he didn't just cry, he cried and cried and kept on crying. He fell on his father's shoulders and on his neck and cried and cried. The Torah doesn't say, however, that Yaakov cried. Apparently he didn't. And after describing Yosef's crying, the Torah says, Vayemer Yisrael el Yosef, Amusa hapam, achre ro'isi esperecho ki oid chachoy. Which literally would mean that now I could pass away, satisfied seeing you, knowing you're alive. But what was Yaakov's initial reaction? So famously, as we have here in the top of this photocopied page, Rashi says, Avol Yaakov, lo nafal al tzavarei Yosef, in the first citation from Rashi, v'lo neshakai, he did not fall on Yosef's shoulders, he did not kiss him, v'amru rabbeisenu, we have a Medrash Agoda that says, shahayakayre es shema, Yosef is crying, Yaakov is saying kriya shema. Half-flavor fella. This is a son he hasn't seen for 22 years. 22 years he hasn't seen his son. And he's crying. He's crying because he hasn't seen his father. Yaakov doesn't seem to be crying. The Midrash says he's saying the Kriyat Shema. So the simplest explanation possibly could be that it was in the morning. Yosef came out early in the morning to greet his father and see his father, and it happened to be the time for Yaakov to be Mekayim Mitzvah Kriyas Shema. It happened to be the time to say the Shema. Entertaining that initially, the Maral says, well, in that case, wouldn't Yosef also have to say the Shema if it was Man Kriyas Shema? So let's look at the Gur Aryeh. V'amru rabbeisenu zal shehayakayre kriyas shema. Says the Maral v'hikshu. The question then is, people ask, lama Yosef lo kara kriyas shema? So then why didn't Yosef read the Shema? If it's the Zman kriyas shema? Kevin sheshaz kriyas shema hoya. Shedoich glemesh shehikdim. It would be hard to say that he said Kriyas Shema earlier than this man, or that he said it later, Kizvizin Magdimin. V'sha'achas l'kulam, everybody's got to say the Shema at the same time. Min ha'mufcher, you would say it right before Netzachama. And then Davin Shemon Esrei. V'oid, Menolon, Shekara Kriyas Shema. How is it that Chazal determined from what is it that they derived that he was saying the Shema, Yaakov Avinu? Shema Hispalel. Maybe he was davening. Why dafka the Shema? So first he says, V'yesh letaretz ki Yosef kare kriya Shema, that indeed Yosef was also about to, or had begun to say the Shema like Yaakov Avinu. V'kaimalon ki Rebbe Yehuda. He gives a halachic answer. We're about to start Maseches Brachos. Less than 2 weeks in, Maseches Brachos, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds Shebeemtza HaPerek Mafsik L'Shaol Mipnei Hayiru, that in the very middle, even in the middle of one of the Prokim of Shema, if someone for whom you are supposed to show not just respect but even greater than that awe or fear arrives and comes into the Bet Knesset, then you shall interrupt your Kriyas Shema if necessary. V'hainu yiras aviv. And indeed, that's what we read in Shulchan Aruch. We don't do this because we understand that typically a father would not expect a child to say, good morning, Papa, when Papa walks in and the child is in the middle of Shema. But me'ikir d'dina, one would interrupt, and because of the sense of covered you have to show father, one would interrupt and say, good morning. But that's, of course, only on Yosef's side, not on Yaakov's side. Yaakov does not have to interrupt. Yosef has to interrupt for the sake of his father. So he interrupts his Kriya Shema, but Yaakov says the Shema. By the way, it actually doesn't work so well for Rashi's sake, because while we say that the concept is Mipnei Hayira of someone like father or Rebbe, and that's how it's Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, Rashi there in Brachas Yud Gimel says, Adam shehu yarei mipanav shelo yahargehu. That you're allowed to interrupt and should interrupt Mipnei Hayira if it's someone who's dangerous, someone who might cause you harm, which Yaakov, as his father, that's for the Pharaoh maybe, yeah, but not for Yosef. Yaakov would not cause any harm. In other words, not for Yaakov. If the Pharaoh would be there, so then you would expect Yosef to have to interrupt, according to Rashi, because that's somebody with great power and somebody who could order that the person not showing respect be executed. But for Yosef to interrupt for his father, according to Rashi in Maseches Brachos, that's not what the Gemara means when it says Mipnei Hayira. Only means if someone is dangerous, if you don't show him respect, which would not include Yaakov, Yosef's father. Okay. Okay, that's a halachic way of approaching it. It was the time for Shema. Yaakov Avinu had to say the Shema. Yosef has to interrupt his Shema because he has to show respect for his father. But let's understand, what is the Shema doing here? Amnam, yesh ladas, inyan kriyat Shema. Shehaya kairei. What is the real reason to be reading the Shema, even if it's not the Zman for the Shema? V'zeh yuturetz, and with this we'll understand, mashal lehaya kairei Yosef kriyat Shema. Lefisha kasher bo Yaakov v'ro'o es Yosef b'noi melech. He comes after all of what he has experienced, after everything that he has had in the absence of Yosef, bereft of his son, believing that his son was never ever going to be seen again. Ach taraf taraf, that the person, whoever did it, the animal that did it, there's no bringing him back. He's gone. Bo b'liboy ahavase v'yirosai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that he sees Yosef, he has this overwhelming sense of ahava and yiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sees eich midaisav, how everything that Hashem does, all Hashem's measures, everything that has transpired, even though it was painful, heim tovos u'shleimos, they are not only good, they are perfect. For whatever reason, Yosef had to be separated from me 22 years, Yaakov says. But now, he is our Savior. Now, he is in position to give us sustenance and allow us to establish ourselves as a people, as a nation, in Mitzrayim, and on bases that are going to be spiritually secure and materially secure. U'mishalim sachar tov li'reov. And it's because we are able to trust in Hashem that he has love for us, and is mishalim sachar tov li'reov, that ahava and yira for HaKadosh Baruch Hu means we'll have a relationship with him in which he will take care of us, and we will eventually see that all of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is righteous and good for us. V'zehu midas hachasidim. This is the way a pious Jew lives life. This is how a pious Jew experiences life and then responds to what happens in his or her life. Asher yikra lahem toiv, when something good happens, misdabkim el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they respond with a tremendous sense of dveikus in Hashem. Al ha-toivais v'ha-emes she'asa imahim. The person with this piety says, thank you, Hashem. But not just thank you, but the sense of faith that the person has in Hashem is not just renewed, but strengthened so many times over. Because now everything that has transpired, everything that they have lived through becomes apparent as having been all along a good and a great beneficence, but I didn't see it. Now I can see it. Now I see that viceroy of Egypt to my children, my other sons described how evil, how cruel he was, and I feared for my children because of him. Now I realize he's my son Yosef, who's preparing for us to be able to come to Mitzrayim and succeed and thrive. Remember, it's understood. At this point, Yaakov was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shall go down to Mitzrayim. And this will be the beginning of the fulfillment of the Bris Ben Bessarim and what was told to Avraham Avinu. So to see that it's beginning in a way that's not, as Chazal say, you know, Yaakov Avinu could very well have been brought down in chains. Bekasharis. In Shal Shalais, he could have been brought down in chains as a real Eved. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we're going to begin the Galus without such harshness and in a way that will cause Yaakov to know and feel secure about it, with the promise that the Jewish people will survive the Galus. And this is for Yaakov Avinu, therefore, a time of tremendous dveikus. Now, you have to know that this idea then became popularized by numerous great rebbeim. But the Maharal is well before, over 100 years before the advent of Hasidus. So when he says here, v'zehu midas ha-chassidim, this is the midah of Hasidim. He is laying a foundation of what Hasidus is about. What Hasidus is about is this kind of a piety that results in dveikus in Hashem, and something good happens to me, I devote it to Hashem. I connect more profoundly and more deeply to Hashem now than ever before. It's not just that I'm in joy, that I'm in ecstasy, but it's ecstasy because I see the Yad Hashem and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what is... Yeah. Correct. He's saying that just like a Jew and a chas v'shalom, a Jew is leaving this world. What does a Jew want to say? I have complete trust in you, Hashem. What does the Jew say? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the kind of a moment that it was for Yaakov Avinu. Now, I'm going to read a small piece of Maral from Nesiv Ahavas Hashem. And sure enough, there he describes how Ahava Shiesh La'odim El Hashem Yisbarach, B'masha Odom Mitzad Atzmai Eina Davar Rak Min Hashem Yisbarach. A person should love Hashem because what are we? Who gave us life? Where do we come from? I wouldn't live if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wouldn't be if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means that ultimately, everything that I am, and where I will return to, Min Hashem Yisbarach B'ha'odom Ve'elav Ha'odom Shav. We come from Hashem, and we return. Our neshama is returned to Hashem. Ki hakol shav elav yisparach. Therefore, ein davar zulasai, rak Hashem yisparach, v'hu echad, v'ein zulasai. There is nothing but Hashem. And so, this is why he explains, when a person goes to sleep at night and gives up his neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu temporarily till the morning, the person says Kriya Shema. Person says, I trust in you, Hashem, I am yours, my neshama is yours, I am not separate from you, I am just with you. If not for you, I wouldn't even be. Aval davar zeh she'amar Hashem echad, hu yisbarach echad v'ein zulasa, u'mitzad shehu yisbarach echad v'ein zulasa, hakol shav elav, u'bezeh nishmasa hu shav el Hashem yisbarach, u'mafkid nishmasa b'yad Hashem yisbarach. That's every night. He says that's why Rabbi Akiva said that he looked forward his whole life to the moment when he would say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, in fulfillment of B'chol Levavcha, B'chol Nafshecha, B'chol Ma'idecha. And he was ma'arich on Echad, and Yotze Nishmasa Be'echad. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu took him at that moment when he said Echad. Because that's the moment of ultimate dveikus, that his neshama was one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why we say Hashem Echad, and the next word is V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. Because if Hashem is Echad, meaning that he is everything, and everything we are is because of him and through him and for him, then obviously we want to be closest as possible to him, and we are clinging to him. And so the next word is V'yahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. He goes on and says a profound idea, and he says, you know, Yaisa Shaykh Ahava El Hashem Yisbarach Mimasha Shaykh Ahava Bishar Dvarim. This is the Nisiv Ahava in the Nisivus Oilim Perik Aleph. He says that, truthfully, the idea of love makes more sense when you use it vis-a-vis love of God than with anything or anyone else. You know why? Because otherwise, even the most beloved person is separate from me. The Torah describes it as V'hayu L'basar Echad. That's how it should be. But physically, those we love most are still distinct from us, but not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Ki kol ahava sheyesh ben ha'ohavim af shehem dveikim ze beze, mikamakim yesh kol echad ve'echad mitzius ba'atzmai. Each individual exists distinctly from his or her loved one. Aval ha'ava el Hashem yisbarach. But our love of Hashem, the neshama is his. It's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'masha ha'odam shov ruchai v'nafshe elov legamri ad she'en l'odam mitzius ba'atzmai. So then a person has to say, with my neshama in me, really, that's a piece of godliness itself. It's getlichkeit. So when I live and then when I give up my neshama, I am one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubezehu mizdabek legamri boy. He is clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and definitively attached to Hashem. So that's why Ahava is actually the most shayach in the case of our love of Hashem, more so even than our love of each other. That's why the Torah in Devarim Yud Aleph describes it that way. To love Hashem and to cling and be one with Him. So at the moment that Yaakov Avinu now sees the hatava, the kindness that's being done, and that has taken all of the past 22 years for him to finally recognize, he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And we can include in this also that Hashem Elokeinu means Midas Adin, and Hashem, which is Midas Arachmim, Hashem Echad. There is only one Hashem. Because in the Din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, it's all Rachmim. And ultimately, he realizes it and sees it, and in this great sense and surge of Ahava in him, he says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So let's continue. He says, "V'zehu kriyas shema sheboi nizkar yichud malchus shemaim." That's what he said before. Yira and Ahava. He says two things, the moral. That there was an overwhelming sense of having to be full of Yira and Ahava. So kriyas shema is yichud malchus shemaim. That's Yira. And then it says, "V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha." That's Ahava. "V'ra'uy hoyo lukreis kriyas shema kasher bo elov Yosef achar hatzar hagodol asher." With all of the tzar that he went through in the absence of Yosef, Chazal say that on the pasuk in Yeshayahu, Lomo semer Yaakov usedaber Yisrael nistera darkim Yashem umeelokai mishpati yavor. So Yaakov Avinu is alleged to have had a doubt as to why is Hashem doing this to me. In the words of the Medrash and Medrash Rabbah, he actually said, Lama Harei Semli, what you have done to me. He talks about his being bereft of his son Yosef and Shimon, and he says that it was a Ra. Meanwhile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash says, is planning to spare and save all of the Shvatim through Yosef being the Tsar in Mitzrayim. Now Yaakov realizes all this. Now he sees that it's all Ahavas Yisbarach, it's all Hashem being so good to me. He's overwhelmed, therefore, with this love and this passionate desire to show his Ahava and his Yira what better way than to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Ata ro oisei melech. Now he sees Yosef is the melech. Hoya oyev es HaKadosh Baruch Hu asha oisei loizeh. What an overwhelming feeling of love for Hashem who has done all this. V'kibel malchusai. And in this tremendous sense of love and appreciation, he is now mekabel malchus shemayim in a way that he probably could not fully or full-heartedly have done for a long time. V'ahavasei v'yirasei. With all the ahava and yiras Hashem that Yaakov felt now and that he recognized and felt he had to offer up. So he says the Shema. V'zehu nachon lemeivin. Now, this idea, as I began to say before, this idea was later on picked up by the great Rebbeim in the Olam HaChassidus. Right? It's 100+ years till the founding of Chassidus, but this idea and the words, the concept of that the Chassid is misdabek b'Hashem. When something good happens, the pious Jew doesn't just say, thank you, Hashem. Doesn't just recognize that it's all from Hashem. But the person becomes overwhelmed with a sense of gratitude, and it results immediately in feeling closer to Hashem than ever before. Whether it be an act of mitzvah, whether it be a time of simcha shel mitzvah, such as a child's bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, a wedding, or any simcha. But the pious Jew doesn't just selfishly feel the simcha, but the pious Jew says, not only thank you, but the pious Jew says, this is all a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is showing such goodness to me. I love him now in this moment, and I'm feeling his love, and I am returning that love. So, we'll take a look, for instance, as this is described in the very first Rebbe of Spinka, the Imre Yosef. Imre Yosef was Nifter in 1909. So we're talking someone who lived into the 20th century. But he describes and quotes the words of the second Zidditcheve Rebbe. The Zidditcheve Chassidim have still today numerous, but the Medrash in New York, in Chicago, in Eretz Yisrael, the Rebbeim by the name of Eichenstein, one of the great Rabbonim in St. Louis. There's actually an important shuva that Rav Moshe wrote to Rav Eichenstein, one of the Rabbonim in St. Louis, years ago, was a descendant of the Zidditcheve, Rav Eichenstein. But this Zidditcheve had no sons. He had only daughters. So when he passed away, the Rishna said that his I believe it was a cousin of his, should become the Rebbe. Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Eichenstein. We're going to see a quote here from the Sefer Amud HaTorah, which was written by the son-in-law and nephew of the first Zidditcheve Rebbe. Tzvi Hirsch Mizidditchev had a son-in-law who was also his brother's son. It was his nephew. They married cousins very commonly. And his name was Yehuda Tzvi Eichenstein. He passed away in 1848. The Sefer was printed, I believe, for the first time with the help of his wife, who brought his ksavim to publication. Lemberg, 1853. So, let's just see how it's described. And it seems that he is quoting, or he got the idea from the Kedushas Levi Meberditchev, but it's all meyused on this Maharal. There where I've put that arrow, Amnam l'darkenu, kifi asher shemanu mitzadiki hador, ki behivaled la'adam besura gedoyla pitomit. When a sudden, wonderful event, tremendously good news arrives, Hatoiv lekasher ba'ahavas hakel yisbaruch. Connect it, tie it up, bind it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ahava. V'limso nafshoi be'esahu. Meaning, all of my soul, meaning with all of my passion, with all of my being, excited as I am, I'm devoting it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'kayshra b'ahava rabba bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Tie it up, bind it up, offer it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lechein b'maisei ha'poya lahu. So the Zidr Shaiva, Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Eichenstein said, therefore at that moment, when he has this sense of joy to see Yosef still alive, the Melech in Mitzrayim, Heichin Yaakov Atzma L'Kriyashma, he says, I have to say the Shema. I'm giving you this all up, and my feelings and joy, it's all to Hashem. V'limsar Avas Yosef L'Hashem Yisparach. Look how he says it. He says it, that he takes the Ahava, he's now feeling for Yosef, and he says, not that I'm not going to love Yosef, but he says, I offer this Ahava, I share this Ahava, I manifest this Ahava as my Ahavas Hashem. And that's what the Spinka says is what the rest of the Pasuk means. Spinka then goes on to say, so that's why the next words are Amusa Hapam. I could give up my life right now. What kind of a statement is that? I could give up my life right now. Now I could die happy. It doesn't sound like something that a person as great as Yaakov would express, but no, what it means is, not literally I would die now happy. It means I would give up all of what I am and my joy now with Mesiris Nefesh. I give it all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'zeh perish HaKosev, Ayem Yisrael El Yosef, Amusa HaPam, Hainu Mesiris Nefesh de Kriyashma. Achrei Rois, Yes Penechel Ki Yod Chachai. He explains it, Imkein Nis'ayra Bi Simcha Gedayla. I have such a simcha, I give it all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean he's not going to continue to be in joy. Of course he's in joy. Doesn't mean he's not going to love Yosef. He's ecstatic and he loves Yosef. But just as much or even more, he is saying, boy, do I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boy, do I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boy, is this moment devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im kein nis'ayra bi simcha gedayla, im kein toiv l'kayshra ba'ahava l'Hashem. I bind it up as an offering of love to Hashem al yidei kriyashma. So, it's a lesson in good times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us all to have nachas in good times of all different kinds, particularly with our children, particularly with our siblings, our loved ones. We should see much, much joy in nachas. And when those great ecstatic moments come, we should know that the piety that describes how Yaakov responds in the words of the Maral causes us to say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha. Causes us to say, it's all thanks to you, Hashem. It's all you, the Melech Hashem. It's Malchus Shemaim that's making this happen. I love you, Hashem. So we can share that love and the great passion of the moment that we share and the joy that we share with our loved ones. We joy and love, share, devote it all to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Yaakov Avinu was doing when he said the Shema. We should be zeichet to have great moments of reunion and great moments of joy and simcha and devote this great sense of joy and the great sense of passionate rejoicement and give it up. And again, it doesn't mean to lose it, but give it up and share it with and infuse it with our love and appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu.